It's Packers Live with Larry Montero!
You did it!
This week's Packers special guest, tight end Andrew Quarles! Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Montero!
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where the bad news is the Packer offense scored a total of 7 points against the Lions. The worst news is it allowed a total of 9. But this is Packers Live. I do have some good news. Each of the past 2 seasons, the Green Bay Packers started 1-2. And do you know where they ended up? As NFC North champions and in the playoffs. Think about that while you cry in your beer or the adult beverage of your choice. Speaking of adult beverages, please say hello to the band Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Every pass caught by a Packers tight end this season has been caught by tonight's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Andrew Quarles. Welcome, Andrew. How are you?
Feeling pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, I don't imagine the offensive meeting room was a real pleasant place to be today. Number one, scoring 7 is one thing, but the allowing 9 points, that ain't good, huh?
Oh, man. I was just joking with the guys outside. I said, you got to get me in after a win so we can be, so it could be a little more excited. But, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough day. Just looking over film, we really left out a lot of plays. We really could have, took advantage of it. And it's just those little things. It could be one play that could really change the game. And, we just didn't get it done.
Andrew, when it comes to the Green Bay Packers offensively, we're used to seeing a well-oiled machine. Didn't look well-oiled against the Lions as part of it. What's your take on it? What's going on?
It's a lot of little things, and I hate to nitpick, and I first look at myself, I don't never like to put anything on anybody else, but as a whole, I just don't think we're playing our best football. I think it starts in the practice field. I think we gotta really approach practice better and really get after it, and really just fine tune some things. Like I said, it could go across the board. I think across the board, we really just need to play better.
One of the bright spots, however, against the Lions was your touchdown catch. Now, I know you've had and made tough catches. However, that had to be one of the toughest. That was a spectacular catch.
Oh, yeah, no. hats off to A-Rod because, he really put it in a position where, only I could really have a chance at it, so it definitely, my biggest thing was just the focus. It kind of went through the linebacker's hands. He swiped at it, and, it was just really, just focus and bring that thing in. And, when I had caught it, I think the safety was right on me trying to rip it out. After the safety would say, you got some strong hands. I was focused. But, it was definitely, great to come down with that and, keep my team in the game.
Andrew, I've got a modest proposal for you. You guys open up the second half. You run an out, 7 yards. You run kind of a flat, but it looks like an out, 8 yards. 15 yards in 2 plays. That's pretty good production. Why not just keep doing it until they stop it?
I really...
In my simple mind, that's what I do.
Hey, I'll probably do the same thing. I would say throw it to me every play if I got a chance. But, you know, I think we really came in with the game plan. We really just didn't establish the run. You know, and we're a big, you know, play action team. And, you know, we get a lot of our big plays. You know, you saw the last one last week with Jordy. You know, that was a play action pass, you know, and that's based off the run. So, you know, I think we really just never got the run going. And that, you know, that's tough. You know, that's tough when a defense could just play pass all day and not really have to worry about the run. You know, it's tough for offense.
Well, let's talk about the passing game just a bit more. Another one of your catches came against zone coverage, and you go down and you settle in a spot, kind of a dead spot in that zone. Is that predetermined, or do you read the zone coverage and then decide to sit down? No, How does that work?
That was, yeah, I read it. You know, that's something you read, and, you know, that's back in practice. You know, we get those type of things in practice, you know, and it was actually a crossing route, but I saw the linebacker pushing over. You know, one of our things they say, you know, don't run to get covered. You know, so I saw A-Rod make his first read. Then I guess it was the second read, and I was in the zone, and it, you know, worked out perfect.
As a guy that's 6'4", 250 plus, you're called upon to do some of the dirty work, the rough stuff, the blocking. I've noticed one thing: when you guys line up on one side of the formation, you come across to the other, you got a real knack for cutting those dudes down. You kind of like that thing?
Yeah, you know, as being an offensive player, you know, that's one of the things we try to take advantage of. You know, when we really get in the guy's legs and get in his hips, you know, that wear and tear throughout the game, it really slows him down. It gives him something to think about. So, you know, that's really just trying to keep them off balance, you know, keeping a defender off balance. So, yeah, whenever, you know, whenever I could get a shot to kind of slow them down, and, you know, it only in turn helps the O linemen, you know, with them blocking them later and stuff like that on the pass play. So, yeah, he was definitely something we'd like to take advantage of.
All right, Andrew, hang on to your helmet because it is time to go in the huddle. Andrew.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Andrew, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take another look at your touchdown catch and see how it came about. Could you circle where you're at in that formation?
I missed right a there. Little bit. I'm a little off.
Okay. Andrew, we noticed you're in a two-point stand as opposed to a three-point. Is that your decision or a particular play or formation where you're going to be in a two-point or a three-point?
It's definitely, you know, by play call. You know, a lot of times we line up in two-point to get a little better release off the line, you know, coming off a three-point with the defender, sometimes the DNs try to get in your way. So, you know, I got in a two-point just to get a free release.
All right. Let's go and roll the tape and go through that release. And could you tell us what's the name of this route and what you're trying to accomplish by running it?
It's called it's a post route, you know, standard post route. You know, I think the best thing,
post, huh?
Yeah, right at the post.
Football is brain surgery now, okay.
You know, really, I think the thing that's the best thing about it is just the timing. You know, it's five-step timing. So, you know, if you really pay attention on my fifth step, you know, I'm turning and looking for the ball. You know, hats off to A-Rod, right on my fifth step, that timing, you know, he threw it to me.
Okay, and now you're starting to bend towards the post.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, right, I mean, you're covered. And you're thinking?
I'm thinking, got to make the play. I don't even feel covered. I mean, sometimes, I feel like a good player, if he's covered or not, you know, you got to make that play. So, it's tight. It's definitely is tight. You know, he really just let me clear that linebacker. That was the biggest thing, is waiting for me to clear that linebacker. That's why I bend it in a little bit. And, you know, it was a money throw.
Oh, I guess. And Andrew, Aaron's got to have faith that you will, as you said, make that play. Okay. Let's go through it, Claire. Let's go through it to the other angle here. Because you can't appreciate how tough this catch is until you see it from the other angle. Let's go through there. Okay, here we go. Okay, and here's Andrew running the post up here.
Fifth step, turn my head.
Okay. Now, okay. Yes. Now let's go back. Let's go back and look at that again. Okay, Claire, let her go. That is, okay. Claire, one more time and just stop it at the catch. God bless you, Claire. Just stop it at the catch, please. Okay, that's what I wanted, right there. That's hard to do, my friend.
It's focus. You know, it's a big time in a play, and, you know, it's one of the plays you have to make. You know, being a professional, I've been putting in a lot of hours, and really, it was kind of like second nature. You know, I work a lot of drills. We work a lot of jugs machines. You know, we had the players push our hands while we catching it, all them type of things, and I feel like it paid off.
Touchdown, Packers. Well done, Andrew. Coming up, another exciting edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Tanner. There you go, buddy. All right.